right, and we say, let's look. Just a quick stick of what we learnt last week. We learnt about Neis for Yom Tov, lighting Neis for Yom Tov. So we said the bracha you make is Lahadlik Neis Yom Tov, and if it's Shabbos, you might make a bracha Shal Shabbos for Shal Yom Tov. And we said, that's an interesting thing. Some say it's the same as Shabbos that you light before Shkia, and some say not, you can light at Nacht. All this was said. Also, an interesting machlok is about what you do with a brocha, we said. Yeah, some people say that on Yom Tov, you should do that normal din. Like normally, you make the din that you have to make a brocha before you do the mitzvah. Moshe, you tovel the keli. So before you tovel the keli, you make the brocha, ultimately that's kelim, whatever it is, and then you tovel the keli. But I have lokas on neiros, normally we do different. On Shabbat, we do different. We light neiros, then we make the brocha. On Yom Tov, some say you should change. Many have a minute not to change. They make it a no plug. They don't distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Exactly what they do is exactly the same. What else is there? We spoke about last time. Or having Hanoch and the lights. So we said a Chiddush Pashas. We ended off with about Yom Kippur. Pashas, I'm saying, from many of them of Poskim, they seem to be saying that on Yom Kippur, you have to have some Hanoch and the lights. So you have to arrange it to have some Hanoch. So either way you could do it is, if you want to rely on electric, so then you switch off when you make your halakas on air. You switch off your electric light, and then you put it back on again with kavanah that your brocha, which you're making on the candles, goes on electric light as well. That is a big hanon. You come home, if the light would be on, it would be very dark. You'd fall over, you'd stumble. So it's a big mile of that. So that is definitely okay. That's the zikha helps for that, if you rely on electric lights. Others put it, I think someone said last week, washing the toilet, the washing, let's say, you put it in a room somewhere where you've got no light on, this is the light. That's mamish helping, that's all right.
Which point
is
she with Kabbalah Shabbos?
It didn't
speak about that particular point.
We didn't speak about this actually. It's an interesting point actually. Saying, Halakas Neiros Yom Tov.
No, Shabbos.
Let's
say
for
Shabbos.
So I'll have to speak about it. I can't say only one Shabbos. I've got nothing to do. So I've got to go slowly. I have to break it down. Yeah.
Is that sound like it's on the
Luach? Yeah, when it's on the Luach. Yeah, so that's a good point. Yeah. Okay, that's Yom Tov. Say eating well. That's right. Let's move on to today's thing. Very interesting today. How many candles to light? Oh, so that's the halacha. Let's start with halacha first of all. Everyone's got their own ideas. Very good. Reish Sama Gimel Siv Beis. Halacha is like this. Reish Sama Gimel Siv Beis. Actually, I'm just looking now. The Shulchan Aruch notice actually. The Shulchan Aruch starts off Yehi Zoy. I mean, it's not a raya. Last is Ner Yofa. One should make a nice light. Okay, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe it just means the actual light. Anyway, Siv Beis. I don't know what I wrote here, but see, base, right? Some gives base. Yeah, so first of all, here's an interesting halacha this actually. Echad ha-noshim, ve-echad ha-noshim. Just don't tell us today. Echad ha-noshim, ve-echad ha-noshim. Whether men or ladies, chayovim li esbotehim ne'er dolop Shabbos. They have to have a ne'er burning on Shabbos. Afile ein lo ma yoichal, even if he's got nothing to eat, I'm really good at this actually. Shoyil al hapsochim, you have to go round the doors. In order to go and buy oil to light the Ner. Does anyone know which other mitzvah do you have to be maxed out of socking for?
Hanukkah.
Abacosis?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Any other mitzvah?
Purim.
What's Purim?
Shana
Rabba? No. I'll tell you something, I've got some good news for you, my friends. You won't find it anywhere else. The only cases in the Shulchan Aruch are these three cases, actually. It's a remarkable thing, actually. That's the Dalit cases, Ner Chanukah, and Shabbos, the one over here. Interesting. Someone hasn't got to fill in. Mishnah Berurah actually asked us, this morning, actually, we asked the Kasher, why didn't you find such a locha by twilling? Right, let's say you can't borrow it. Are you mechoyv? It's true, but let's say in the case where you can't borrow it, you're on a desert island in the middle of nowhere. Are you mechoyv to buy? Are you mechoyv to be showing up socking to get it? You're not. What? That's an interesting halacha, actually. Look, what? Before you go, you know you're on a desert island. Before you go, are you mechoyv to go up socking? That's a title. Actually, you're not mechoyv to. I mean, Rabbi Elchizy, you're not mechoyv to. It's only by these things. So the Maaseh, some of what you said, these three are special. That's pursuing nisa. It's a special halacha pursuing nisa. Actually, Abinazer is a murder of what, actually, Abinazer. Shh, not to think of what he says. I often wondered about this. Abinazer says, why did you find it by normal mitzvah, this? He says, Abinazer, the halacha is, chishiv last week's mitzvah is kid osa. So really, if I can't put on tefillin, I haven't got money to buy tefillin, really, so I'll put it on. That's all very nice lomza, he said, when it's a mitzvah. When it's besumin nissa, lomza here, there's no besumin nissa. So when it's besumin nissa, says a... Yes, and that's a bit of a catch-up, I said, why I love his name is a Shabbos besumin nissa. But then Michael, a lot of people say it's shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is more besumin nissa. It's all to do with Pesach, it looks like. Pesach is besumin nissa, yeah, interesting. Now, it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, an interesting Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah says, this thing you have to be shoyel al psochim, this is the character of Mishnah Berurah, this halacha that you have to be shoyel al psochim, you haven't got, says the Mishnah Berurah, is only, mikach ne'al yezmon, miu mishum ne'er, dai b'ne'er echot. Once you have one ne'er, then you're not mechoyel to be shoyel al psochim. Yeah? And therefore you've got no chiyuv. Once you have one ne'er, you should use it for that, that's it. So it looks like in the Ikke Hadin, one ne'er is okay. That's what it looks like in the Ikke Hadin. You're quite right earlier, the minig is to have two, and that is Zecher Zocher V'Shomoy. That's why we have two, to remember the thing of Zocher V'Shomoy. That's the Mechabin first, Siv. The Ezor Lanzi, yes, Mechabin Lanzi, Shteib Silois. Mechabin to make two wicks. One keneged zocher and one keneged shomer. Some say it represents ish v'isha. The interesting question actually is why. I didn't notice, there's a Mishnah apparently says that a man has 248 avorim. A woman has 252. The two together is 500. Twice there is 500. It's a combination of the two together. Same thing, very interesting. Okay, there's a minute, someone said, and I said, this is what I tried to look around, there's a minute to life for each child. That comes from Likutei Mariach, a minute to life for each child. Some, I said, there are more over here when he brings a minute. Some people will add three or four neighbors. Where this kind of world was that size, I don't know. He brings down and the Mishnah, oh, yes, you can have like Shiva neighbors. Some like seven. I think some like 36. Anyone ever see that? I think some like, you ever see Amishi? No, it's a different argument. It's no fixed rule about this as it is. My sister, possibly, wants to speak about interesting child, Moshe. Let's say, so somebody got a minute to life for every child. So, what happens now? A husband and wife get married. The husband's minute is like two only in his household. So, woman. The woman can be much everyone. So, the man's minute is to light only two candles in his house. The woman's meaning is to light for every child. What do you do? Normally the woman follows the man.
Yeah, the woman follows the mother.
Yeah, here a lot of people do follow the mother's meaning actually. The Rav, I think Rav Bosner says that here, for the whole idea is Sholem Bayis, yeah? So the whole idea is Sholem Bayis, the Rav, it's not worth making a mahalik. The Rav says, it's good to be Mavata and do whatever you have to do. Yeah, okay, it's true. But the whole idea of Sholem Bayis is neighbors. The whole idea of Sholem Bayis is neighbors. Anyway, the Ikka Loch is that one ne'er a person is yotze with, and therefore that's important to know. Let's say a woman looks at the clock, for some reason she forgot to light neiros, and she realizes it very shortly before Shkia, let's say, we have to see how long you've got, and she's only got time to light one ne'er, she's only got one ne'er available. It's better to light that one than just leave it. It's not ma'akah, the second one. It's ideal, of course, to light two ne'eros, but if one only's got time to light one ne'er, and Moshe, someone's got oil spilt and no one's got anything available, the only you've got is one ne'er to light. It's kedai to light one ne'er. That's the Ikka Mitzvah, is one ne'er. What? How many times? So we spoke about this, it's an interesting child. Yeah? How long does the ne'er have to burn for? So we said last time, the ne'er should burn, if you're at the Suda, it should burn at least if you start your meal. At least you have a kazayas of food by your meal. So we said last time, if a person's eating in the winter, in the summer, even though it's light, as long as it's on the table, that's called having hanor from it. And therefore it should burn at least to have a kazayas of something at table. The chatchila, I couldn't find where they bring the kitzur or not, I couldn't see it clearly in the kitzur, but many posh can bring down, the chatchila should burn the whole meal. That's a nice thing, I said. It doesn't really make much of a difference nowadays. You've got electric lights anyway, so some of that is not much of a problem. But there's another thing, when we explain this, we said there's two things of lighting nails. Either to enhance the Suda, or a Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis one's very hard, like you've got electric lights. So enhancing the Suda you've got while you're having a meal. So it's not clear from Mishnah Berurah, though, we said that even if your meal is in the daytime, that's still called having hanor from lights.
No, he's better, if something goes after the meal.
I think you missed the whole show. Yeah, we said someone goes up for a meal, he's got two options. Either he lights where he's eating, Oh, you can light here and use a shot of bice. You must make sure he has either, he comes back and eats something by the light, so he can be using eating it, or he uses your electric light or something, or he has a long candle light, and he sits there and he dumps it there or something, says something by the lights. We couldn't find him a curry for this. We asked him last week, just sitting by the lights, we couldn't find him a curry. Some, I don't know. A lot of people do this. I don't know where it comes from, I must say. Right, coming back.
I what about my neighbours?
What was she?
Don't they have to sit by?
Who?
Like
the Vedas.
Right
now? Could be a zoo, I'm not sure. I don't know. Not sure.
What
about by the hall? I don't know. They sit by, have a candle light there where they have to sit by? I'm not sure, Mr. Turner. Good question, I don't know.
Find another showers?
Could be the whole town, I don't know.
Find now?
Yeah, I don't know, Moshi. Good question.
Okay.
You caught the rabbi out, Moshi. Not good. Okay. Coming back to here. So now, this is another interesting halacha. So once a woman has taken on a minig, it now becomes like a neder. So if a woman decides that she wants to light every week, she wants to light kafi, the children that she has. She's got 10 children, so she has to light because they get those children. So she'll light the two lights and then plus whatever child she's got, yeah? Oh, so that is an interesting thing there, very interesting. So there, many people got a minig like this, that this minig was only in your own house. It's an interesting thing, I mean, it's lichur kedai to speak out, but if you didn't, you didn't, so many possibly say that it's understanding that many people have got this minig only when you're a balabos yourself.
There's no
matter nadir, yeah. So it's an understanding that this minig is a minig which is done for when you're the balabos yourself, you're in charge of the council. When you go somewhere else, very difficult. Then you can light, what do you call it? You can light two. Well, each woman in the house, or each woman of a family should light. There's an interesting halacha now over here in Reish Sama Gimel. What happens? An interesting halacha now. This is a tricky part, this over here. Moshe, this whole turn, this is the hard bit, Moshe. If be a told on to one. What happens now? There's a halacha, the Ramah says, Yechayin Hoysel had it shlesha abon, Yechayin Longa. Ho isho she shokho pamach tardik. If a woman forgot once to light, interesting Ramah, her isha she shokha lahakik, yeah? A woman forgot to like a light, madlekas kol yomea shlosha neiros. Ramah's talking about the ikar loch, you like two neiros. So 1 week she forgot. Then la loch is that from now onwards she lights an extra one. A kanas, it's a fine. Says the Ramah, sorry, someone says it over here, that's only when she was negligent. Who says this over here when she was negligent? Risha Brewer here. Risha Brewer in Sukkot and Zion. Risha Brewer writes, Zion. My Vishloisha Regilim Bishtaim, and Hoysha Regilim Mitchila Vishloisha off. He says, the Meister, the interesting Arachel is actually, the Ramah's talking about she likes two normally, she forgot 1 week, she likes three. If a woman likes 10 normally, and she forgot 1 week, just like 11. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "I'm hoisting him with kol b'shloisha tzvi gelhadik kol yomei arba." I'm shot chok kama pa'amim tzvi gelhoisu b'chol pam oyd ne'er echad yosish. Always have to add one more light. Hakurim b'shem kenas. You know, should be careful. Al kain im nansav aloy yedikah. There was an accident, and she couldn't light. Now, the more Mishnah Berurah's example of an accident is mamish an extreme case. The Mishnah Berurah's example of an accident is kagoyin shehoisu beis hasurim. She got stuck in prison. She was in prison, so she couldn't light. Then there's no kanas.
What was she doing in
prison? Good question. I'm not sure what she was doing there. Maybe. I'm not sure what she was doing. She was in prison. Anyway, that's a problem. Now, this is a big shy that happens very often. That people ask, what happened if she made a mistake? She looked at the clock, and the clock stopped. Well, my sir, it's an interesting shy, actually. So she looked at the clock, and the clock stopped. She thinks she's got plenty of time. Plenty of time, she thinks she's got no problem at all. I can lie. Anyway, by the time she realizes, the husband comes in, what's happened to the calendar? She looks at the clock. She realizes it stopped. Many possibly that's called an illness. So who are then? Yeah, but then when is the case of where there's a kanas? That's the problem. The kanas is all these are tame over here. When is the case that there's a kanas?
Well, she went shopping.
It's also an illness. Normally she went shopping. She was not. She was busy shopping. I said it. A post can say she's looking after a choler or whatever it is. Like these things, that's all called an illness. Oh, you know, the question is, when is it called Bishaya? I mean, most times a woman wants to light the candles. It's very rare, really, for a woman to be not lighting for Bishaya, really. What?
It's
Oinus. Maybe she realized it was late. Maybe she realized it was late going to the shower. That's it's an interesting point, exactly. But it's not possible. Rain started over here. I must say, it started to rain bags. I never realised it, but someone asked me not so long ago. It looks like it's raining bags where they just have to light an extra light. You know, if someone comes to the house and they see an extra candle, they say, fine, I thought you had four children.
The third candle could be next to the other two, could be in another room.
That's a good question, actually. Yeah, you could put it somewhere else. It's just awkward. It's not
that. Well,
I'm coming to that mummy's now. I was thinking about this now. It's a good question what you're saying. Can you make the candle bigger?
A candle?
No, use a 20. You usually use 20s, now use 16s.
What did you get? You've only still got two.
You're making a candle burn longer.
So what?
Is that like moisture shaman? Is that like lighting an extra light?
Surely, remember, where's the knas? The knas is when she has to put an extra one because
she used to buy the 20s, they cost 60 pence a 20. Now she buys a 16, they cost her more money.
So
that's the knas.
The knas is to put an extra flake.
Oh, that's a shame. So it's interesting here. If I look at the Mr. Brewer here, interesting. I was thinking about this. So I've also heard this eight cylinder motion to make the candle burn longer. The motion to put more oil in, let's say, to make it. So the Mr. Brewer says over here, Mr. Brewer says, Ainsworth, Kosel Eddie Rubber writes, Isha Ania, yes, the Hocker was Shishokha, you could be lenient if she forgot. She toasted call your mare ma'apshem bane. She can add a bit more oil to her mare. It looks like from Mr. Rua, the Chora, he's only makel by Ishanir.
Yeah, otherwise it's a new lane.
But I hear what you're saying.
If a woman finds it very difficult, she's embarrassed.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. I say it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I mean, he's right, Chaim. Why can't I let another room? So other poskim say it now that you've got electric lights, so the maestro's not cool, forgetting so much. I must say, someone asked this last time. So I said last time to me, the maestro, what's the big problem if she forgets to light candles? She's got an electric light burning. Is that a heter?
It's not
maestro. No, but she never forgot. Sometime last week, it's not cool forgetting because you had an electric light. So I'm saying, that's the kid. You never had in mind for that electric light. You probably did it before plug and mentally. You never had in mind for a carbonic to light it. Because it's a kid to say such a thing that should work. So, I don't know, the mice are a possible.
What? You can use that extra light, come in
the house,
electric
lights. I'm saying, you're defeating the whole purpose. If you learn you can use electric for neighbours, maybe, yeah, I'm saying, not in my house, you can use electric.
So, if you can't use electric, then you can say that the mice candle can do extra light.
Every day, every week, you'll switch off. That's
not the Knas that Chazal wanted, I don't think. You'd be a good rabbi, but I don't think that's what Chazal wanted. I don't think that's the head of that Chazal wanted. That's interesting. So the Meister from the Mishnah Brewer's Mashma, it's only by an Aniyah. It's only by an Aniyah that's what the Meister. The Meister possibly do allow it. I know people do this, actually. They change from the 20 to the 16. I know people say this, that you could change from the 20 to the 16. But it's a Chiddush. I'm saying from the Mishnah Brewer's Mashma, that it's only mutter for an Aniyah, Isha Aniyah, to add more oil. But the Meister, people do say this, actually, right. There's another interesting halacha as well. What about a man who forgets? A man is lighting himself in there. The woman's not there. He's not married. The man's not married. And he's lighting himself every week. And one week he forgets.
No.
Did they make a kenas on a man? Lomalo. It could be because the maestro made on her. She was icing himself. The normal runner was a woman. Later, they made a kenas on a woman. It could be. It went so far to make a kenas on a man. The maestro is a machlokes l'poskim, actually. Many poskim hold that the man... Huh? Discrimination. Don't publicize this.
If the wife was not, the husband said the wife...
If the wife was in hospital...
So the husband lived for the wife. So is it his lighting or his
lighting? That's called him lighting. Even though he's doing it for her, but he's the lighter. I don't know, because he made the class.
He's
a shliach. Again, by the way, about onus, many women get very nervous about this, actually. Often the women light, and the mice, the cans go out. That's why Mish Eilach HaOynus got on his head. There's no problem at all. A woman lit the nearest, and she went out into the other room. I've got a big mystery and I can't work out this. If anyone comes to my house, I've got one there that goes up and come out every week.
Yeah. Are they drawing me? Is it the ones in the glasses?
Yeah.
You have to know what kind of do back there, no?
But I've got a cashew on you, so good cashew, you say, but I've got two. One lasts and one doesn't. I don't know what to say. I can't say what it is. I've tried all different things. I can't say what it is. One goes out. Very often. What? Not sure, I can't remember. An interesting thing, I don't know. Anyway, so the one side is by a man. Yeah? By a man, is there a problem by a man who likes the neighbours and he forgot? Is that a problem at all? So that's what we might go to Potskim. Yes, we yes. I mean, there might be many people make it. Another thing which also interesting, Shire, someone asked last week, by Yom Tov. If you forgot on Yom Tov, for example, what's the score that should be different? Yom Tov's an interesting thing, actually. Because if you forgot on Yom Tov, you can light during the night. You can light during the Suda. Yeah. So it could be Chazal made no Gezerah at all there. So yes, Lord on that. Those two Shires are Ish and Yom Tov is a Shire. Okay, everybody, sorry.